Okay, what I'll do is just repeat what I think I've said maybe two other times, and that is that we actually get a fair amount of feedback from a lot of people who say, you know, I really did want to share something, but I was in such a zone that I couldn't really open my mouth and speak very much. So we'll just let that be as it is. And I really thank those of you who have spoken. I actually also, in the center of whatever the silence was when no one was sharing, I want to thank each and every one of you for filling that silence with your own presence and with whatever is the gift that you were here to give to us tonight. Because I'm really aware, and maybe this is just the way I see it through the eyes of the soul or through the eyes of the divine, that that spirit, that soul, lives in each of us, that source, and lives in each of us in a way that automatically, just in a quantum way, just gets shared with everybody around us. And so we came together in this talk, in this hour together. We came together so that each of us could be fed and nurtured, yes, in one way from some level with the words that move through my lips, but also powerfully, and I think in many ways equally powerfully, just by the very presence of those of you who are here. So I just invite us as we move away from this sharing time to be really aware of how we've just been nurtured, how we've been fed, how we've been touched, how we've been loved, and how we've been embraced and gifted by everyone who's here. And as I said right toward the beginning, there are usually about 100 of us, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, on the call. And it's a wonderful realization, it's a wonderful truth that, gee, each of us has just been internally nourished by roughly 99 other people in a way that is so infinite and so sourceful and so soulful and so wondrous that our insides can't help but feel tickled about that and from that. So I need to look at my trusty thing again and find out what I need to press. There we go. All right, right here.
All callers are muted.
I know that you are so impressed that I am pushing the right buttons. So this is a time of meditation. It's a time to take every concept that has been here, every energy around that concept, every light that holds those concepts, and frankly that translates them into our innermost self, our innermost being. Translates them into our corpuscles, into our organs, into our cells, into our atoms. Translates them into our energies, into our emotions, and into all the depths of our mind. It's time for all of that, just in the context of a quiet, meditative space, guided only with words that are tangible enough just to keep us connected at the conscious level. It's time for Source to speak. And with your permission, I would like to be temporarily the external voice of Source. Of that Source that once you fell through the hole in the bottom of your soul and fell into the waiting arms and lap and heart and soul of Source. Or, to say it another way, once you fell through the hole in the bottom of your soul and fell into self, that capital S self, where everything that ever is and could be and even isn't happens to live, happens to be, and where you've discovered yourself anew, it's time for Source. Number one, through my external voice, but number two, perhaps more importantly, more powerfully, more deeply, more tenderly, it's time for Source deep within you to speak. And so feel free to be with my words or let them go. Feel free to be with the words or non-words, the feeling or non-feeling, the movement or non-movement, the state of being that happens to be within you over these next moments. If I were the voice of Source, mighty Source, wondrous Source, the Source of Elohim, the Source of that which is, the Source of no name, the Source of God, the Source of the infinite, wondrous universe, the Source called Being, the Source that we name Essence. If I were the voice of that Source that is all of the above, and yet because these terms are so small, none of the above, if I were the voice of that Source speaking with the authority of the universe, with the love of the infinite, with the remarkable power of creation, I would speak into your depths these words. I love you. I am in the active process of loving you back into yourself, loving you back into the truth that you are me and I you, loving you back into the permission to see, to know, to grasp, to accept, to connect with, to partner with, to become one with this me called Source. I, Source, am loving you even further into the authority. And therefore, I authorize you to have and own the authority of being me. Very few parents give children the right to be equals with them, let alone beyond that the right to be those parents. Very few teachers give their students the right to be equal to the teacher, let alone to be the teacher. I, Source, the source of everything, including you, hereby give you that right, that birthright, that authority to take the forgetting that happened shortly after your birth and let it go, to take the sense of separation that resulted from that forgetting and let it go, to take the very power of the being that you are and accept it and own it and be it, to take the authority that I am recommissioning you to, the very authority that I am returning to your awareness, the very authority that is your divine birthright, just as Dorothy was given the authority to remember her magic slippers and to click them 3 times in owning the authority to create her own Kansas. I, the source of all life, the source of everything, give you anew your birthright-based authority to be me, and to be me as the you that you are, and to take that me, that you, into the inner sanctum of your own being, and find it, live it, feel it, grasp it, celebrate it, and experience it fully. I, the source of everything, give you the authority to take this being, this source that you are, out into the world around you, into the relationship with the most intimate person in your life, into the relationship with those people with whom you work, into the relationship with those people at the food store and the department store and the drive-up window, and to implement you, to be you, to express you, to honor you and to place you in their space as the you that is Source. And as Source has the right, the power, and now the authority to be that full you every minute of your life. I, the Source of everything, including you, hereby, finally, grant you the right, the permission, and the authority to know you fully. And so, I, with that permission, that right, and that authority, place in you in this second, not just the permission, right, and authority, but the action plan, the movement, the shifting into gear, the vroom of the engine, the power to move forward with discovering, and then discovering anew, and then discovering more, and then discovering in a greater way who you are, until you come to rest fully in that awareness that there is no difference between you and me, no distinction, and you discover Source like never before. I, Source, am loving you into this authority, into this truth, into this self. I, Source, am you. You are me. We together came into this earth to be Source, and sourceful, and soulful, and wonderful, and awesome, and remarkable, to be this self in your body, in every cell, atom, subatomic particle, DNA, chromosomes, organs, brain, bloodstream, bones, human form, energy field, emotional field, sexual, sensual field, heart, love field, throat, power field, consciousness field, awareness field, mind field. I, Source of creation, create within you in this very moment everything it takes to own and be Source in every space of your being, internally, externally, aurically, interpersonally, intergenerationally, intergalactically, internationally, anywhere, everywhere you are. You are present to all life as Source. And you, therefore, right now, have the right and the privilege and the authority to just sit in the middle of the Source of every other person, every tree, every animal, every breath of air, every experience of clouds, of atmosphere, every sense of connection to sun. You have the right, the privilege, and the authority to find Source everywhere and to be it. I, Source, love you, honor you, know your truth, know your sourcefulness. I, Source, have stirred you to the next quantum leap, if you will. It has begun and it has begun, perhaps right now. And as happens with every quantum leap, it shall continue, evolve, manifest even more, become more the daily reality, until, perhaps very, very shortly, you know yourself fully as Source. And Source has a blast being you. Source, of course, already knows that it's you. And as you rediscover and re-own Source that you are, you and Source together as one have no choice but to enjoy this silly, ridiculous, absurd, humongously funny world that we have created, and to have such a good time playing in this world that, sure enough, this grand sandbox of life that we call Earth becomes nothing more than the daily playground of God. Thank you so very, very, very much for being Source. I, Bill, love you. I thank you so very, very much. These moments together have been precious and sourceful, beautiful and deeply, deeply touching to me.